The Supreme Court rules Medicare can't cut drug reimbursements to some hospitals and not others. The FDA's panel of vaccine experts recommends shots for the youngest kid. And a New Jersey hospital abandons plans to acquire another. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Thursday, June 16th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where I get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Supreme Court sided with hospitals in a dispute about Medicare reimbursement for drugs acquired through a discount program called 340B. Wednesday, the justices unanimously ruled that the Department of Health and Human Services overstepped its legal authority by cutting Medicare reimbursement rates by 28% for outpatient drugs at 340B hospitals starting in 2018. The justices said that CMS shouldn't have cut reimbursements to some hospitals without surveying hospitals about their average drug acquisition costs first. Hospital associations were pleased with the ruling, saying they're looking forward to working with the administration to get retroactively reimbursed for some of those cuts. But the ruling isn't actually a win for all hospitals. HHS redistributed the savings from lower 340 drug reimbursements to all hospitals through higher payments for other outpatient services, which an estimated 80% of hospitals actually benefited from. The court ruling didn't touch on the broader legal question about the so-called Chevron doctrine, which is when the courts defer interpretations of ambiguous laws to agencies. The 340B program currently faces other threats, chiefly several lawsuits involving large pharmaceutical manufacturers' moves to restrict discounted product sales to contract pharmacies. The ongoing scrutiny of the 340B program, which has grown to include over 40% of U.S. hospitals, will continue to raise questions about whether there are better ways to subsidize the operations of hospitals serving low-income patients and ensure that underserved patients have access to life-saving treatments. As anticipated, the Food and Drug Administration's panel of vaccine experts recommended that the agency okay both the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna COVID vaccines for the youngest children. Many parents have been anxiously awaiting this recommendation to extend emergency use authorization of the shots to children under age 5. The unanimous vote to recommend the vaccines paves the way to make the shots available for this age group as early as next week, assuming the FDA and CDC agree with the panel's recommendations. The Pfizer vaccine for kids aged 6 months to 4 years old is 3 doses, each a tenth of the size of the adult dose. And Moderna's regimen for kids through age 5 consists of a 2-dose regimen of shots that are about a quarter of the adult dose size. The panel also voted to extend the emergency use of Moderna's COVID vaccine to kids aged 6 through 17. Previously, Pfizer has been the only vaccine approved for that age group. In anticipation of the vote, the White House has already laid out plans for distribution, making 10 million smaller-sized doses of both vaccines available to states and providers. However, fewer than 1 in 5 parents of children under 5 say they plan to immunize their kid right away. And according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, about a tenth of parents say they'll only vaccinate their youngest children if schools or daycares require it. For the rest of today's news, I'm going to turn it over to contributor Maya Croth.
New Jersey-based RWJ Barnabas Health said this week it'll scrap plans to buy another New Jersey healthcare system, St. Peter's, after the Federal Trade Commission sued to block the acquisition earlier this month. Following President Biden's executive order instructing agencies to more closely scrutinize healthcare deals, the FTC has recently challenged a string of hospital mergers. In February, Rhode Island's two largest health systems, Lifespan and Care New England, canceled their planned merger after the agency intervened. And it moved to block a similar deal in Utah between rivals HCA Healthcare and Steward Healthcare Systems. Those systems haven't yet announced whether they plan to continue with the transaction. In its objection to the RWJ Barnabas deal, the FTC claimed the evidence was overwhelming that the move would be harmful to patients, who would suffer from higher prices and less competition. If the deal had gone through, RWJ Barnabas would have controlled more than half the market in Central Jersey. The FTC has historically focused its energy on deals within the same market. A deal between Salt Lake City-based Intermountain Healthcare and Colorado's SCL Health went unchallenged, as did a merger between North Carolina's Atrium Health and Advocate Aurora, based in the Midwest. For Gist Healthcare, I'm Maya Croth.
Taking a look at healthcare stocks, among stocks with the biggest intraday moves, the staffing company Cross Country Healthcare, which rose 8.7% on Wednesday. GoodRx rose 6.8% and Rite Aid was up 6.4%. The overall healthcare sector rose about 1%. Thanks for listening to Gist Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. Gist Healthcare Daily is an independent production of Gist Healthcare.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.